From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nancy Lyons. Calling it a fight to the death, the attorney for former Penn State assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky says there will be no plea agreement in the case. Today, Sandusky waived his preliminary hearing on child sex abuse charges. Senior Deputy Attorney General Mark Costanza says the move means Sandusky's alleged victims will not have to testify twice, and Sandusky will continue being closely watched.
The defendant remains on house arrest with electronic monitoring, with the strict prohibitions with regard to his conduct and contact with any minors, victims, or witnesses in the case.
Sandusky's attorney says his client will also waive his next court appearance, which has been scheduled for January 11th. It's the final session of the year for the Federal Reserve's Open Market Committee, and NPR's John Yitzde reports officials are expected to fine-tune their communications policy when they emerge from their meeting this hour.
Last month, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke said policymakers are exploring ways to communicate more clearly. For some time, a special committee of Fed governors has been examining options, among them providing more information about the future path of interest rates, where they'd like inflation to be in the long term, and maybe even indicating at what level of unemployment they might raise interest rates. The goal is to help businesses and households make better economic decisions. A new communications policy is not expected to be announced today, but maybe late in January. John Idste, NPR News, Washington.
Americans are spending more, with retail sales up for a sixth straight month in November. The Commerce Department says sales rose 0.2%, with many of the purchases big-ticket items like electronics, appliances, and cars. The numbers include the dollars spent over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. Analysts are taking it as a positive sign the economy is growing at a slow but steady pace. Six former executives at Siemens are facing charges of conspiracy to violate federal bribery laws. The Justice Department says the men schemed to pay $100 million to win an identity card contract in Argentina. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports the men created fake paperwork and carried large amounts of cash across international borders.
Assistant Attorney General Lanny Brewer says the case represents a stunning level of deception and corruption. Prosecutors say the alleged conspiracy to violate the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act lasted for almost 10 years. They credited Siemens, a company where six of the men worked, with helping authorities to unravel the complicated scheme. The Justice Department and securities regulators say a chunk of the bribe money was funneled through American banks, and key meetings happened on U.S. soil. Authorities say they'll work to extradite the former executives to face trial in American courts. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 106 points. This is NPR News. Child homelessness is reportedly on the rise. A national advocacy group says between 2007 and 2010, the latest recession, child homelessness increased 38%, with 1 in 45 children affected annually. In a ranking of states, Alabama was the worst for child homelessness, with Vermont the best. Today is the start of a four-day auction of Elizabeth Taylor's possessions at Christie's in New York. NPR's Margot Adler reports some 2,000 items, including jewelry, clothes, and memorabilia, will eventually be sold for millions of dollars.
The actress, known for her beauty and for her roles from National Velvet as a child to Cleopatra, had seven husbands, and many of the diamonds, emeralds, rubies, and sapphires were given to her by actor Richard Burton, whom she married twice, and by another husband, the producer Mike Todd. The art collection will be auctioned in February. Some items are being auctioned online. The auction is supposed to bring in about $50 million, but most items have been priced without factoring in Liz Taylor's celebrity. So the 33-carat diamond ring given to her by Burton is estimated to go for around $3 million, but some say it could go for as high as $7. The jewels, the clothes, the accessories, the more than 200 handbags, almost all are in perfect condition. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
The National Transportation Safety Board is recommending that all states ban the use of cell phones and other portable electronic devices by drivers. The recommendation received unanimous support and applies to both hands-free and handheld phones. The NTSB cannot impose restrictions, but its recommendations do carry weight with federal regulators and lawmakers. I'm Nancy Lyons, NPR News.